At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, folks, and welcome to episode 74 of Tooncast Beyond. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me once again is Eduardo. Hello, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good, pretty good. And we polish off the Spider-Man cover. I'm going to redo that. What the hell? You ass!
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Who amongst you has ever wanted to give up their superpowers?
I have. Because I've learned time and time again that with great power, there must also come great responsibility.
Take two. Hello and welcome to Tooncast Beyond, episode 74. I am, of course, TFG and Mike, and joining me once again, possibly for the last time, is that asshat, Eduardo.
Wait, am I Eduardo or am I his clone? Have you actually been recording with the clone all along?
Okay, Ben Reilly. God. Spider carnage. Boy. Alright, so we are here. This is the last episode of Spider-Man the Animated Series, the 1994 classic animated cartoon, season 5. This is a 13-episode season. Thank God for that. And this season really does fit well. I know last week I said it kind of didn't, in between season 4 and season 5, I felt that they really didn't fit all that much, but I look at the wedding as kind of like a one-off at this point now. I mean, it does tie, but we've got the Six Forgotten Warriors four-parter after that, or five-parter. I love the fact that they did Six Forgotten Warriors. I thought that was great.
Oh, yeah. No, Six Forgotten... See, this is the thing. I mean, I've been a Marvel zombie since, well,
forever.
Before...
Yeah.
Well, basically since forever. Before X-Men, the animated series, before Spider-Man. And I ate up the Marvel handbooks. So, reading those things, reading all this Marvel history, and then Six Forgotten Warriors, the fact that they actually pulled out some obscure characters for this... I was in heaven. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Absolutely. It really, really is. And the fact that Paul Winfield is the voice of the Black Marvel. That is Paul Winfield, he is another one of those people who has a voice that you instantaneously remember. Even after this, I'm like... You know, I think it was on A&E. It might have been on another network, but you know all those crime shows that they have on. Not the reality, not Duck Dynasty and all that bullshit. But like City Confidential is one of the ones that I think A&E had, or it was on one of those networks, and he was the narrator for it. And I remember a few, you know, good 5-6 years ago now. I'm like, hey. Seeing reruns, that I'm like, hey, it's the Black Marvel. It's Paul Winfield. Awesome. Because I just
I always remember him as Captain Terrell from Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
So you know, having him be the Black Marvel, and you know, actually managed to get through the adventure without getting things in his ears. That's that's cool to see.
Yep, absolutely. The other thing about this season is we end up, you know, kind of wrapping it up in a nice little bow, but leaving us with a cliffhanger at the end.
Yeah, I got. I think when we get, yeah, I mean, I well, is it too early to talk about that or?
Yeah, it's we got to talk about some of the other ones first.
Because I mean, I said this last episode, but I have thoughts about that.
Yeah, it it just. Once again, like I mentioned last week, I wish I had gotten a hold of John Semper Jr. to take part in his Indiegogo from a couple of years ago. Yeah. But I do love the Six Forgotten Warriors 5-parter. I think that was very well done. And then we have Return of Hydro Man, where we find out that scientist Miles Warren has cloned. So this isn't even the real Hydro Man. This is a production line copy. Not a fan of Miles Warren, are you?
Well, no. No, it's not. Okay. All right. How do I put this in a way that will not have me going into nerd rage? Okay. I've got no problem with Miles Warren, the character. Mm-hmm. Where I have a problem is, yeah, what is the fact that this was one of the moments during the season where they decided to acknowledge what was going on in the comics at the time, which was the giant flaming deluxe edition bag. Clusterfuck, excuse my language. That was the Clone Saga.
Yes.
The thing where it's like just when it's like it felt like just every it's like bad enough that okay, let's bring the Jackal back to life. Okay, let's bring the Spider clone back to life. Let's basically tell fans that the Spider-Man they've been reading for 25 years is not the real Spidey. Let's, you know, and it just kept building on and on and on, and you know, oh, let's bring back the Green Goblin and, you know, somehow make something up to explain he's the real mastermind behind everything. It's just banging head against the wall and going, just stop, just stop, we're begging you, stop. So it's like, yeah, the minute I heard Dr. Miles Warren, I'm like, oh god, no. Oh God, no, 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 God, no, 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 no.
The only good thing about this two-parter for me is two things. It gives Mary Jane a little bit more kind of continuity to her, even though we find out she is also, she's basically
a water clone. She's water baby Mary Jane.
What I was gonna say was she's basically she's Eve to Hydro Man's Adam, essentially, because that's what that's what he does. He cloned the original Hydro Man, and then he took a sample of that and then made the Mary Jane clone, because when he cloned the Hydro Man, he didn't just get all the powers and the he got the personality and he got the obsessiveness and everything. Mm-hmm. So essentially they pulled an Adam and Eve here. You know, next thing you know, okay, everybody out of the pool.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. The other thing I liked about the Hydro Man thing is obviously because it is Hydro Man, you have Rob Paulsen returning to do the voice, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Again, it just the ending to this is. And everyone says this. The best thing about that episode is the ending.
No.
What?
Nope. I'm gonna. No.
What?
No. It's. I'm sorry.
The ending is Madame Web taking Spidey to take his test.
Well, yeah. I just. We got the setup for Secret Wars, but, you know, we had to have once again angst. Yeah. Angst. Guess what? Your wife was a water clone baby, and now she's gone. You know. oh, but wait, you can't, you know, you can't freak out about it now because we got a, you know, we got this big cosmic test for you. It's like, wow, jeez. Oh, jeez. But yeah, it's just, wow, you know, give the guy a break. It's like, yeah, yep, your life seemed to be going great because, hey, your best girl's back and you revealed your identity to her and she still loves you and you got married and, oh, nope, sorry, water baby clone, sorry, your life is in the poop hole.
Hey, you know what the sad thing is? This episode, this two-parter was released October 24th and October 31st of 1997.
Oh,
2 years prior to this is when the classic TLC song Waterfalls came out.
Jeez.
And that's going right here, folks. TLC Waterfalls coming up next here on 2K3. I could have gone with the Spice Girls to become one.
Spice Girls song that I will listen to like repeatedly and no, don't ruin it for me, please. Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's what you get. That's my revenge right there for that tweet earlier, you jackass. Oh, crap. All right, folks. Now we're going to get into Secret and Spider-War. Secret Wars. I had never read the... I still have not read the original Secret Wars thing. I know Marvel... I know I have to. I know Marvel tried to redo it a couple of years ago or something.
They tried to do like a spiritual kind of sequel to it. Yeah. And really, it was just an excuse to play... greatest hits. It's like, hey, remember Inferno? Wasn't Inferno cool? Yeah, you remember Inferno? Well, look, here's an alternate universe where Inferno never ended. Hey, remember Civil War? Wasn't Civil War cool? Oh, look, here's an alternate universe based on how that could have ended. You know, oh, remember the animated X-Men series? Remember how cool it was? Well, look, here's a universe where, look, it's still going on. See, it's all this cool stuff, remember? Remember how cool it was? You know, that was Secret Wars. That was like DC did the same thing where it's just, you know, pulling stuff out like, hey, remember Earth 2 where it had the JSA and they were in World War II? Yeah. Remember Batman in the 90s?
The only Batman in the 90s that matters was Batman the Animated Series. Anyway.
Yeah.
And Batman Beyond, but that was the tail end of the 90s. All right, so Secret Wars, basically this is the big test that Madam Raz.
Oh, Jerry boy!
Holy crap, where's the broom when you're really needed? Holy shit, how did I cross...
Wrong podcast!
I was going to say, yeah, how did I cross Masters of the Universe characters with Marvel characters? Oh my god, wow. So Madam Web brings Spider-Man to another dimension where he's brought before a being known as the Beyonder, and the Beyonder sets up the whole thing, and... you know, villains like Doc Ock and Doctor Doom and Smythe and the Lizard and the Red Skull, and it's up to Spider-Man to lead a team of ragtag misfits like Captain America, Storm, the Fantastic Four, and Iron Man to victory. Yay. And of course, guess what Iron Man gets to do? He gets to sit out on the bench half the time because his suit is dead.
Yeah. I don't know. I read the original Secret Wars. In fact, actually, as we record this, I just have to turn around and face one of the walls in my home office, and there's the trade paperback right there, lovingly on my shelf, sandwiched between Legion of Superheroes, The Great Darkness Saga, and the Alex Ross Kurt Busiek miniseries Marvels. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is. I mean, it deserves, the original comic series deserves its respect. I mean, it was a great 12-issue miniseries. They managed to have an epic story that really was able to be on its own, just because of the setup. So you didn't have to worry about, oh crap, I didn't get this month's X-Men. I'm gonna be so lost.
You know, see, that's why I like collecting comics in trade, whether it's physical or digital, because yeah. At least in the trades, you know, okay, I've got all these issues or all these, you know, these go to all these, this story, these go to all, and it's just in one place.
Plus, you know, in the 80s, it was a little easier to be able to collect a big storyline, because they kept all the stuff that you needed to know in, like, the main book. And then everything else was kind of peripheral, so you could kind of get like, oh, if you wanted to see this battle, but from Spider-Man's perspective, you pick up the Spider-Man issue, or, you know, things like that. Or oh, what was Daredevil doing when Spider-Man disappeared? Oh, pick this up. And that was kind of how Secret Wars was. The only tie-ins that they really had to the main series was one issue where the heroes that took part kind of got collected, and then another issue where they came home, and it's like, wow, you're not going to believe what just happened to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you didn't have to worry about, you know, picking up an issue of Spider-Man and being like, where's Peter? You know, and having like a little blurb saying, if you want to find out where Peter is, pick up Secret Wars number one on sale this month. You know?
Yeah, they still do that, though. I mean, they've been doing that for 70-plus years. Hell, it's probably 80 years now.
Yeah, if I have any real... You know, the thing, one of the things with Secret Wars, I know that they wanted to have more of the X-Men, but they couldn't get everybody. I think part of it was like a location issue. The other thing is, I don't know if it was they had a limited budget to play with or anything, but I kind of would have wanted, you know, you had all these heroes. And then they just picked like four villains out, technically five, although because the Lizard, you know, you had Connors in the in the driver's seat. I won't count him as a bad guy, but you had four big bad guys, and I was kind of hoping for more bad guys to get kind of pulled out to take part in this, because that was one of the big things about the original Secret Wars is you had this army of heroes versus this army of villains, winner takes all. And it was kind of cool to see the two armies like going at it, you know. It's so not having that here was like, this is awesome, but you know. So I kind of had to wonder if it was like, I know they wanted to use Hulk, but Hulk was on UPN, so it was like, we're not promoting another network's cartoon show. Hell no. So you know that's why we have the Connors brained Lizard. But you know, I mean, I think Spidey's got enough bad guys that they could have, you know, had them. I mean, even if you couldn't get the actors to come back, you know, just at least like a silent cameo or something, so we can see them like engaging in battle with Iron Man and Storm, or you know, the Fantastic Four, and you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I like the Secret War three-parter that they did here. I think it's interesting. Obviously, for me, as everyone's known in the last three or four or five episodes, as soon as the Black Cat comes in, the claws come out. Because Spidey, well, what was it? Connors got injured, so they had to replace a member of the team, and that's when he's like, oh, well, I'm, you know, Mary Jane's off somewhere, so, and she's not really a superhero, so bring me my side dish, please.
Yeah. Of course, then you get side dish flirting with Captain America, and it's like, damn it. I brought her in, and she's hooked up with the captain of the football team. Damn it.
But then, you know, she does turn around and, you know, does her little wink and smile and all the sly things that Black Cat does, and basically twists Spidey around her finger again and whatever else. And she says, oh, it wasn't Captain America I came for. It was you. Blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
So is it just me? Well, first of all, have you seen the new Riverdale series on the CW?
No.
Are you an Archie fan? Because I know of the Archie universe, but I've never actually read any of the books. But I know of the characters.
I'm familiar with the Archie universe. Never been a huge reader of Archie comics. The whole idea behind Riverdale, I'm like, okay, all right. If you really want, sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just, you know.
I've seen the first episode because I think they did the first two episodes as one whole big thing or whatever. It's
yeah,
on.
2 hour.
Yeah, whatever. The only reason why I was interested to even watch it, and this is so sad, I know that, folks. And I'm coming back around to Black Cat and Spidey, folks. Black Cat, Spidey, and Mary Jane. So just go with it here for a minute. You already know where this is going. So the only reason why I wanted to watch the new CW series Riverdale at first was because technically it's the return of Cole Sprouse. I had not seen him in anything since The Suite Life on Deck, because he and his brother went off to college and did real life stuff and kind of left acting. So when I saw him cast as Jughead, I'm like, oh, cool. And it's him narrating the story. And I think it's pretty funny, but obviously the whole thing, Archie, Betty, and Veronica. And, you know, of course, as soon as you hear that, you hear, you know, Brody, or not Brody in your head, you hear Banky in your head from Chasing Amy. He couldn't choose between both of them, jackholes. He couldn't choose between either one because he wanted them both at the same time, you jackholes, and everything else and whatever. You look at Spidey in this series, and even though MJ's, you know, off in some alternate whatever, Spidey is Archie, MJ is Betty, and Black Cat is Veronica.
Huh.
And I think I just broke his brain.
Well, no, actually, no, you didn't break my brain. I'm actually thinking, you know, that... Actually,
that could work.
That, you know, he may be onto something. He might be, by Jove, he may be right.
So in the end of Spider Wars, or it's not, damn it, that's the last, in the end of Secret Wars, apparently this was a test to prepare him for the real test. So this is kind of like those practice tests before school, before you have to take the big 7-hour test. This is the 30-minute practice. So, because we end the series with Spider Wars, Chapter 1, I really, really hate clones, and Chapter 2, Farewell Spider-Man. I love this. I think these two episodes are awesome. I can always go back and watch these. So fun. Just absolutely dig them. We finally get Gwen Stacy after 4 years of the series, or almost five years of the series.
Yep. Well, and I gotta give the writing team credit.
Mm-hmm.
I love the title of the episode. I love the title of the first episode.
Yep.
Because it's just such a fun bit of meta, meta fiction, because that title pretty much reflects every, like, a lot of people's opinions at this time. It's like,
oh yeah,
I hate clones. I think, especially after we found out about Water Baby Mary Jane, it's like, yeah, yeah, I know with the clones. Oh man. But I do have to give, you know what, that this is one of the things where I gotta give Christopher Daniel Barnes. Mm-hmm. I gotta give him kudos because he's for 5 seasons he's done such a great job as Spider-Man, and it's really cool to see him in these episodes playing like a basically playing a Spider-Man who's just like, you know what, to hell with this crap, you know, I saved the world how many times, you know, I fought the good fight, and then when it came time to be like, oh, I'm gonna do, you know, I'm gonna, you know, do some, you know, just seeing him be like all these different Spider-Man, the first of all the evil Spider-Man, the Spider Carnage one,
yeah,
and you know, just seeing him basically being like, okay, you know what, you know, what, you know, just like, okay, I'm tired of this. I, you know, forget with great power comes great responsibility. I just feel like, you know, I'm just going to destroy the universe because what did it do for me? And, you know, just that whole thing was just really cool to, I mean, and then the Iron Spider, you know, the getting kind of sort of getting Ben Reilly.
Well, we did get a version of Ben Reilly, and he is the Scarlet Spider. So
yeah, and it's the hoodie outfit.
Yeah,
the hoodie outfit, which was
that's always fun.
Yeah, yeah. I think also to me, you know, the whole that whole thing, and then I like that they had one of the Spider-Men was actually an actor who played Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I like how in the second episode, in the series finale, that there was a payoff to that. That there was a reason behind that.
Yeah. I've seen these two episodes upon millions of times. I know I'm exaggerating with that, but I always knew, obviously not before the episode aired, but I always knew after the fact that, oh, hey, why, you know, they're like, why is he here? He's not really Spider-Man. He's not this. He is. He's just Spider-Man in a different universe, in a different way. And the fact that, you know, you had Spider-Man interacting with his creator.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah, that was, and see, it's, yeah, that was a beautiful moment, you know.
It really was.
I mean, I think that's almost right up there with stuff like, for example, the scene between Dr. McCoy and Data in Encounter at Farpoint, or, you know, or things like that.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, you know, Spider-Man, our universe Spider-Man, Peter Parker, finally gets, technically, he finally gets his comeuppance. He finally gets that people adore him and cherish him, and it's from what Stan is doing. And, of course, the very end, I mean, you know, not the very last, it's not when they're flying away through the dimensional portal, but right before that, when she shows up and he's like, who is that magnificent? That's my ride. She's like, you know, he's like, oh, that's Stanley. He's, you know, this. And she's like, yes, I happen to think, because hello, they're married. It's Stan and Joan Lee. I don't know. Cause I've got Spectacular Spider-Man, through a certain source of mine. So at some point in the future, not anytime soon, because we need to do other stuff other than superhero stuff. So there's going to be about 20 podcasts before we go back to superheroes. And when we go back to superheroes, we'll be celebrating 25 years of X-Men TAS. So we got to finish seasons 2 through 5 of that series. But that's later on in the year. But it's just one of those things where I don't know if any other Spider-Man series to date has ever really had them together like that, paying each other you know, compliments as husband and wife, and just being able to say, anyone can say what they want about John Semper Jr., about the series, about the animation, about this. I love these stories. Like I said in season one, 2 and 3, as I was watching through those for doing these podcast episodes, I almost didn't have to, because as soon as I started, I'm like, oh, I remember that. I remember that. I remember that, you know?
Yeah.
It's just because this series at 14 years old had a huge impact on me. This basically, you know, took me through my teen years, 14 to 18. So, you know, this and X-Men, and to somewhat lesser extent, Iron Man, and to somewhat of an even lesser extent, Hulk and Silver Surfer and all that stuff. And Fantastic Four. No, sorry. That's a bad movie joke, folks. But no, Spider-Man animated series, 1994. Absolutely loved it. Thought it was great.
Yeah.
Any final thought? Go ahead.
Well, I did say I'd save this for later, but...
Oh, the ending.
Yeah, I see the ending. Yeah, we get this very touching thing between Spidey and Stan Lee, and you know, we have Stan Lee and his wife even get to interact.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, you have, you know, Madame Web saying, "Okay, guess what? You've saved the universe. Time for your reward. Jump on board my chair thingy. My Marvel version of the Mobius chair, and you know, we're gonna go find Mary Jane. I know where she is." See, I can't help but feel, you know, I can't help but wonder, is it something where, I mean, I've heard that John Semper Jr. did have an idea for rescuing Mary Jane.
Right.
That he did have ideas for season 6, but that the powers that be were like, no, you're done. So, I don't know, I keep getting this vibe that says, you know, that tells me that, what happened was, you know, they had an idea. They wanted to get Mary Jane back. They wanted to have, you know, they wanted to have Mary Jane back, and you know, they had a plan. But what happened was, you know, the powers that be were like, "No, you're done." So what we end up getting is we got the finale that we did where, yeah, it kind of ends in a cliffhanger because Spidey's going off to rescue his lady love. But that, you know, they put in the Stan Lee stuff so that, well, if this is it, if this is our last hurrah, let's at least go out with a bang, you know, with this awesome moment paying tribute to Stan the man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it just feels to me like, oh, you know, if things would have been different, if you know Fox or Saban or whoever brought the hammer down and said, okay, no, pack everything up, you know, pack everything up. This is, you know, we're not doing any more episodes as of Monday. That maybe we would have, you know, maybe these episodes would have been different.
Right.
Like I kind of wonder if maybe we would have gotten.
And again, you know, I don't want to shoot myself in the foot here, but I may contact John and see if he's willing to share that script thing from the GoFundMe for War of the Rocket Man. Because, you know, and I have no problems, you know, if he says, yeah, sure, but, you know, it'll be... I have absolutely no problem shooting the guy $10, $20... Just to know the fate of Spider-Man and Mary Jane, you know what I mean?
They brought out like an animated series called Spider-Man Unlimited, and for like the briefest second, I was like, oh, are they finally? Is this what it's going to be? Spider-Man's adventures in the other dimension, rescuing Mary Jane, and then it turned out to be something entirely different, and I'm just like, oh. Damn. Because like for just the briefest of moments, I was like, oh, you know, oh, okay, we'll finally get the answer. And nope, it actually took place like before or something like that, or I don't even know if it's supposed to be same universe at this point.
It's, it does take place during this series at some point, but it's pretty much
yeah.
It was developed by Michael Reeves and Will Mignot. It was written by Larry Brody, Robert Gregory Brown, Bryn Chandler, yeah. Michael Reeves. Voices of Rio. They try to tie it into John Semper Jr.'s stuff. Like Jennifer Hale is Lady Vermin in that, and she's supposedly to be like the black cat of that universe, and really is not. You know, and it only had 13 episodes. It only has one season, so
yeah. Yeah.
And it's not bad on its own, but it focuses on J. Jonah Jameson's son John and his one-man mission to counter Earth.
Yeah.
You know, so it, and it does, I believe, does it have John Jameson, does it have J? Does it have JJ?
If it did, probably like the first episode or so.
Yeah, but I'm saying that. Mm-hmm. Oh no, he was he was voiced by Richard. He's voiced by Rhinox of all people. Okay then.
Okay.
And then Mary Jane was voiced by Jennifer Hale, but also Jennifer Hale voiced Lady Vermin as well. So. Yeah. I don't know. Spider-Man Unlimited, it's okay. I like the suit in that series. I think the suit in that series is awesome. But
yeah.
I don't know.
You know, one thing if I could actually like sit down with Dan Slott, mm-hmm. I would want to ask him if he watched the 90s Spider-Man animated series, because he did do something before we had the Secret Wars comic a couple of years ago. There was something called Spider-Verse, which was all right. These Spider-Man from, you know, different dimensions teaming up. I mean, not quite to face a deranged Spider-Man who wanted to blow up the universe, but yeah, they all had to team up to fight this menace. And I kind of have to wonder if he was inspired by the animated series, by these last two episodes, because mm-hmm. it has that same sort of feel, in the sense that putting together the all these Spider-Men and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
I always wanted to read the Spider-Verse stuff. I just never got around to it. Once again, you know,
yeah,
trying to figure out what comics to do when and what's piquing your interest and. Blah blah blah, you know it's kind of hard to deal with all that at once but Spider-Man 1994, I still love it. Like I said before, I think it's an amazing series. The animation is solid. The voice acting is incredible. The stories mm-hmm. are engaging. Any other final thoughts from you?
No, I gotta agree with you. The animated series, it set the bar in a lot of ways. Voice acting, the fact that they brought over some classic stories and adapted them to TV. In some cases, really interesting because they managed to condense it into like one or two episodes. But yeah, definitely. I mean, it deserves a lot of love. You know, I think I said this a couple of episodes ago. I would love now that Marvel, Disney, and Sony are like breaking bread together and sharing Spider-Man. I would just love to see a release of like a Blu-ray DVD set with all five seasons and give it like a really, really good. Release with like, interviews and commentary and stuff like that. Like, I really would love to see something like that.
Yeah, that would be great, but Disney owns Marvel now, and as we already said, with the X-Men series thing that they released before Disney bought Marvel, that didn't exactly go too well, because that was just a bare-bones DVD, so... Yeah, I don't know. I would love that as well. I really, really would, but I just don't think it's going to happen, sadly. Which really sucks.
Well, yeah, I mean, one can hope. Mm-hmm. One can hope, and, you know, one can hope that, you know, again, since Disney and, you know, since Disney and Sony are now, you know, breaking bread over, like, you know, over Spider-Man, that, you know, we'll hopefully get something like that. Because I would just love to see that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, I would too.
I don't.
I would too, absolutely. So, all right, folks, that's going to do it for us here on Tooncast Beyond. You can catch us next time in episode 75. When we will, a few other people, I don't know who yet, it's either going to be myself and one other person, or myself and two other people, we're going to get in touch with our emotions, because we're going to turn this podcast inside out.
Oh!
And Q Eve 6, wow, I have so much music to put in this podcast now. Oh my god.
I would swallow my pride, I would choke on the rinds, but the lack thereof would leave me empty inside. Swallow my doubt, turn it inside out, find nothing but faith in nothing. Wanna put my tender heart in a blender, watch it spin round to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, then I'm through with you.
Uh-huh. See what happens, you know? Let's see, TLC, Spice Girls, and Eve 6. Wow, that's a whole 90s trifecta right there. He's just shaking his head over there, folks. I can tell he's just shaking his head.
Actually, you're wrong. I'm facepalming you.
Right? One of the two. Oh, Lord.
Just doing this giant facepalm.
Where can the people find you online, sir?
Once again, I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitter at White Balloon King, WHTBLLNKING.
Some of you find me at TFG and Mike. Follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. Follow at Tooncast Beyond for the show updates. And Beyond Good, Beyond Evil, Beyond Your Wildest Imagination, Tooncast Beyond will be back next week as we turn the podcast inside out.
Yeah. Way to go, boss!
You did well, Spider-Man. I am proud of you. The others can go home, but there is one more place that you must visit.
Where to now? I think she means my reality. What am I going to find there?
More than you can ever imagine.
I don't believe what you're telling me. In your reality, I'm a character in fiction? Yep, and I'm an actor who plays you on TV. But there's someone here I knew you had to meet. He's the man who created you for fans all over the world.
And I said to Jack, what if his skin turns green?
Excuse me. I'm looking for some guy named Stan Lee.
What? Spider-Man? Pam, hold my calls for a while. I think I've finally gone crazy. Oh, man! Wow! You know, Spidey, I've always wanted to experience real web-slinging.
And I've always wanted to be appreciated as a real hero. It seems you've made me into one. Thanks.
Hey, don't mention it. After saving all of reality, where do you go from here?
To find Mary Jane. My Mary Jane. I've been told she's still alive. I can't wait to see her. You know, for so long, I've thought that I never got any breaks. But now, after all I've been through, for once, I like my life. I like myself. And for the first time ever, I wouldn't want to change anything about me.
Gee, You're definitely not the same guy I've been writing about all these years.
Well, Stan, we all have to grow up sometime, I suppose. Even us characters of fiction.
Spider-Man, it's time to go.
Who is that exotic lady?
Oh, her? Well, she's my ride. It's been great meeting you. Take care of yourself.
You too, Spider-Man. Farewell and good luck.
Wow, I wonder how I'm supposed to get down from here. I suppose I could wait for the Fantastic Four to drop by and give me a lift.
That's Stan Lee. He's quite a guy.
I think he's truly special.
Well, Madam Webb, where to now?
Face front, true believer. We are going to find the real Mary Jane Watson.
What?
It has been a long, hard journey. And I think you are finally entitled to some happiness.
Amen to that, dear lady. Amen to that.